Hello.
Hello, hi, there's that Duncan Clacker. Hi there, my name's Jay, I'm calling from MMA Legal. Just calling in relation to your Scottish redress application. I appreciate to have called yourself Duncan, just for data protection. Can you confirm the first line of your address and your postcode for me, please?
It's 175 Beatrice Road, Kettering. And then 16, 16 something.
Okay, and what's your date of birth, please, Duncan?
21/5/58.
Okay, brilliant. So the reason for the call today, Duncan, we've got a bit of good news for you. So all of your subject access requests that we've sent out have now come back. So we've got your care records, well, your admission of care, and we've also got your GP records that we need. So that basically means that the next step is to move your claim on, and we need to prepare a personal statement or a witness statement, if you like, for Scottish Redress to support your application. So what that entails, it's basically a list of questions that we've got to ask you, and that's done over the telephone. I try and get through them as quick as I can because it can be a bit tedious, and obviously it can be a bit triggering going through everything. What we then do is we basically build a story in the form of a statement, and that is then sent to Scottish Redress with any support and evidence. So, for example, proof that you were in care. So we'd send that off to Scottish Redress. They view your statement, and they then decide how much compensation they believe you should be awarded. The only people that would see the statement is the person who takes it, which would be myself or one of my colleagues. It would be yourself because you need to read and sign it. And then the last people that see it is the people at Scottish Redress who need to read it to award you compensation. So that can be a slightly lengthy call. It can be between around 30 minutes to an hour. We try and get it done as quick as possible. Like I say, it can be tedious. But the quicker we get that done, Duncan, the quicker Redress are going to view your application, and the quicker they're going to award you or give you an offer. So with that being said, are you still happy to proceed with the statement in support of your application? Yeah, okay. Are you available tomorrow at all, Duncan? I've got some availability tomorrow all day.
No, it should be, yeah.
Yeah. What time works for you? Should we say 10:30 a.m.? Is that okay, or would you prefer afternoon?
Afternoon, mate.
Okay, should we say 2 p.m.? Is that okay?
Yeah, okay.
Yep. Okay, Duncan, real. What I'll do, I'll give you a quick call now. Sorry, a quick email now and a text, just to let you know that we're booked in tomorrow, Thursday the 2nd of July at 2 p.m. For your witness statement. If you
How
don't need
long is
anything.
the ring it'll take?
Takes around 30 minutes to an hour. It just depends how quick we can get through it, how many places you've been in care, what sort of abuse you suffered, so on and so forth. So I can't give it a spot on time, but I can promise that I'll try and get through as quick as I can for you. So I'm not keeping you on the phone. I know that's the last thing that you want. So yeah, like I said, Duncan, I'll power through as quick as I can for you tomorrow. And then we don't have to bother you for a good while, and until Redress gives us an answer on how much they're giving you. So we are very nearly there. The hardest part will be done tomorrow after we've done the statements, and then that's it. We're pretty much wrapped up.
Okay.
All right, that was the clock. Well, I'll speak to you tomorrow. Thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Bye bye now. Bye.
Thanks.